Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Intervention. Sometimes there is another power, another being, another entity, another something that intervenes into our lives when we need it most, when we may not even know we need it or want it in some cases. And sometimes that intervention can be life-saving. It obviously it's there to help and to change a course, but sometimes it can completely change the course of a life. In our next story, we hear about a young man going through many, many emotions, all the way to the point of almost deciding to take his own life, and then something intervenes. Something, someone with a message, someone that may be very, very close to him, who he doesn't even know, who may not even exist yet. It's quite an amazing story of intervention that saved a life. Take a listen. Another story is going to sound like something out of a comic book or even an episode of Supernatural, but for the longest time, pop culture was my only frame of reference in understanding what was happening. There are aspects to the story, I'll admit, sound completely strange, no matter your beliefs, as well as parts that may be troubling for some listeners. I assure you in the sincerest ways possible that every bit is true, and I've been able to make peace with everything that has happened. For as long as I can remember, the supernatural and I were practically synonymous. So much so, my best friend jokingly calls me Specialist of the Strange, a title I now use for my research operation. I guess in a way you can say I was a psychic kid. Because of my age at the time, I barely have any recollection of stories my family tells to this day about how I could tell who was on the other end of the phone before it even rang, seemingly see things others couldn't, and even predict the future. Based on the number of times the story was told, the one incident that spooked everybody the most was how I knew my stepmother was pregnant with my half-sister before any signs of pregnancy even appeared, and was confirmed the very next day by the doctors. These things came naturally for me, for reasons I didn't know at the time, and I honestly thought everybody could do them too. It didn't start to hit until about the age of 9, when weird apparitions would start appearing around me, even popping up in photos taken by my grandmother during school Christmas programs. A couple of years later, during a trip to the old Idaho State Penitentiary, I even witnessed a phantom execution take the place of a man I would identify later as Raymond Snowden or Idaho's Jack the Ripper. I didn't even come to that conclusion until a couple of years later, when the show Ghost Adventures came through town to film for their first season. When that happened was when I finally had enough courage to take on a public paranormal research operation, leading me to take on nearly everything from UFOs, ghosts, to the Loch Ness Monster, and everything in between. But to this day, there is one incident that still confuses me to my very core. The circumstances behind my upbringing in the paranormal almost seem like a predetermined fate by the hand of some higher power. Even though I moved around a lot as a kid, I primarily grew up in a small town in Idaho where my maternal grandparents lived and practically raised me. Almost like a cliche, this town has its fair share of ghost stories due to historical connections to nearby mining towns. I'm finding information about it, though it's a challenge because this town was almost destroyed in a large fire, but regardless, it still sets the stage for something I hope to never forget. Like I said before, I was practically raised by my maternal grandparents. This was because of my being separated from my father's side of my family due to several abusive situations, and my mother being single and working a lot as a dispatcher for local law enforcement. As one can imagine, this creates an interesting dynamic for a kid. The people of this town have a reputation for treating others like garbage if they did not belong to the local church, which I did not, despite having gone to a Catholic preschool in another town. I was also a bigger kid, having already grown to 5'9" by the time I was 11 and already shaving. There was nothing wrong with me, that's just how my genetics came together. But people did see it as a problem because I had absolutely no interest in sports. So being the overgrown boy with weird interests who went home to a situation known to raise potential killers, it was a lot to handle. It was enough to lead me to attempt to take my own life by hanging myself, but it was now I felt my life starting to slip away that something intervened that I could not explain. Suddenly, a bright blue flash of light appeared out of nowhere, completely overloading my senses. By the time I pulled myself together, I'd found that I was only able to move my eyes around. I tried my best to study my surroundings, only to find that I was seemingly floating in this blue void. The best way I know to describe it is like I was deep underwater, floating deep enough under the surface that no sound could penetrate. Suddenly, the image of a man appeared in front of me, standing at least 20 feet away. At first, he was too blurry to make out any significant details until he walked closer to me. I still couldn't make out any facial details, but from what I could tell is that the man wore a robe, had roughly shoulder-length brown hair, and seemed to emanate this vibe that told me he was concerned about my well-being, but understood what I was going through. The man stopped when he was about 5 feet away and spoke, "Dakota." He said, "It's okay. Someone is here to see you." The man stepped aside to reveal a beautiful little girl that was hiding behind him. She was crying, seemingly trying to hide the fact that she had been bawling her eyes out. My best guess was that she was about 5, maybe 6 years old. She had brunette hair and these big brown eyes. The more I looked at her, the more my heart began to break. As despite having never seen her before, it felt like I was hurting one of the most important people in my life. The little girl ran towards me, somehow breaking free of whatever invisible constraints which left me practically paralyzed. I could feel her body slam into mine as I impulsively wrapped my arms around her and held her tight as I fell to my knees. I could feel her tears drenching my chest. Her body shakes every time she took a breath. The softness of her hair as I brushed it with my hand to comfort her. We just stayed that way for what felt like days. until the little girl wiggles herself free just enough for her to look me in the eyes. Even as I'm writing this now, I find my vision blurring and my heart dropping as much as it did at that moment. Both sensations that would only be interrupted by the words she spoke soon after. Five little words that still scream to me at this very day, whenever my mind starts to slip into the darkness that brought me to that moment. Daddy, please don't do it. I was too dumbfounded by what the child had said to form a proper response, which I figured she had anticipated as she kissed me on the cheek and caused the vision to end. Feeling as if I was committing the ultimate betrayal to my own flesh and blood, I ripped the belt off my neck and ran out of my room. My pulse slowly dropped as I realized that it was almost midnight, and the only other people in the house were asleep. Considering that it was night, I stayed with my grandparents. I was somewhat shocked. I did not wake up with the family dogs. As I went to bed, it was obvious my experience still haunted my mind, leaving me no other choice but to pick apart the vision in order to try making sense of it. What was it that took place? Who was the man? Where did I go? More importantly, was that little girl in fact my daughter? How was it even possible, since I was only 12 at the time and had yet to even have my first kiss? I spent years researching, reaching out to various sources and mainstream studies, as well as occult circles, but very little was coming together that explained what happened. Some of the sources I went to believed that I had become the subject of none other than divine interest. I was hesitant to accept the idea, as it sounded crazy. Even if there was some truth to it, why did it happen to me? I'm nobody special. At best, even today, I still consider myself as just a guy who happens to know a few tricks few others do. With each possible answer, only more questions arose, stripping away the idea of genuine divinity. There was still the child to consider. The results of my research only found when a child manifested in a spirit form, the mother of the said child was already pregnant. If that was what applied to me, somebody had some explaining to do. Thankfully, more encounters with both the strange man and the child took place over the course of many years. When thoughts of ending my life came about, the child would appear and cheer me on. I thought this would give me a chance to discover who the child's mother was in hopes that the mother would react to her as well, but no such luck. The only time another person was able to see her was the day I lost my grandpa to cancer, as he was taking his last breaths of life. That day hit hard, as my grandpa was the only stable father figure I had in my life. He was even my first supporter when I started my paranormal research operation at the age of 14, which became the same year I lost him. For obvious reasons, my mental state was enough to lure the child out, and by way of astral projection, she allowed me to see the room that my grandpa lay in, while everyone else was kept out. Other times, the child would appear involved in a couple of car accidents, and one on Thanksgiving, where I suddenly fell ill and almost died of organ failure. The child would try her best to help me, only to be assisted by my grandpa and the man who waited for me on the other side. Sometimes other deceased relatives would meet with me as well, as they did with the Thanksgiving incident, since my grandpa had yet to even be diagnosed with cancer. But no matter who I saw, the conversations were often quick, as somehow the strange man would send me back to my body, bringing me back from the dead. As I grew older and took on more cases, some that even led to my life being put on the line, the child took on more active roles and would take it upon herself to try warning me of danger. In most cases, it was enough for me to get an extra moment to shift the odds in my favor, as some cases involved helping police bring down dangerous criminals. But not all the child's visits were under hostile circumstances. There were a couple that were pleasant. One was where I finally got to hold a conversation about her and finally give her a name. I mean, she obviously cared a great deal about me and was frequently around, so it felt wrong to keep calling her the child. I went with the first one that came to mind and asked her if she was okay with the name. Olivia Hope. She said she loved it. The last official visit was the one that was perhaps as emotional as the first for me. Perhaps that was more so due to who came with her. I've built many connections over the years, thanks to my work with the unknown. I've been able to publish books, make movies, start up companies, save the lives of many, and a variety of other bucket list items. I've even been able to travel to various countries across the Northern Hemisphere with people I consider my family, for the simple joy of just exploring. I was even able to turn a trip to Scotland and do a documentary appearance on National Geographic. But during a trip through Paris, I was able to get one last clue of the identity of Olivia's mother. The group I was with decided to go on an evening river cruise to check out the light show at the Eiffel Tower. It started to rain, so nearly everybody stayed in the lower deck to avoid the elements. This left me the top deck all to myself, finding thoughts of how much my life had changed over the years. In my moment of self-reflection, I felt a tap on my shoulder, to which I initially brushed off as someone asking me to step aside so they could get a clear photo. But when I saw who was getting my attention, I froze in shock once I saw two familiar faces. My grandpa waved as Olivia giggled at the look on my face. She clearly has my sense of humor. Jokes aside, I asked Olivia and Grandpa why they were there. They responded by telling me they weren't going to come around as much anymore since I didn't need their guidance. My grandpa told me that part of the reason Olivia was able to visit me as she had was to serve as both a reminder and a validation. I was fully able to overcome the issues which brought me into this life. That part made me cry, because one of my longest-running fears was repeating the cycles of abuse that are well documented in my father's family. Yes, all the fun and crazy projects I mentioned before were always things I wanted to try, but the one thing above all else I want to be is a good husband and father. I tried to find something else to say as my grandpa set his hand on my shoulder, gave me a familiar squeeze, smile, and said, "I'm proud of you." He reminded me that he and Olivia both would still occasionally check in, which they have before he disappeared. Olivia stuck around a bit to say her own goodbyes, but I managed to convince her to stick around just a few more moments. I wanted to ask her about her mother, fearing that a woman I suspected was having died about 6 months prior to the Paris trip. Olivia said, "Don't worry, Daddy. Mommy's coming soon. Just keep fighting. Mommy will need you to fight for her before she faded into the light." That was the last official time I saw my daughter. There is a bit of a hoax involving a desperate ex who somehow managed to summon a thought form knockoff of Olivia based on a description I use in a couple of my books, a way of testing any woman who might have tried to claim to be Olivia's mom. The girl I was with before the Paris trip was a strong candidate in her own way, enough to where I asked her to marry me after 4 months of dating, and she said yes. Soon after, she was brutally murdered by her abusive ex after he somehow found out about us. We kept things under wraps as we tried to plan a bit of a getaway so we could live together in order to protect the baby girl she was carrying. Yes, he was the father. But as I have learned the hard way, death is not the end. My fiancé still pays me a visit from time to time to help me out. Sometimes she'll help me when I'm on a case, passing along tidbits she learned from her own studies in law enforcement. She even gave me advice for me to meet someone new, a woman who even my closest friends have said is like a female version of myself, though she's admittingly much more attractive. My life has since been on an interesting path, one that still puts me on the front lines, but in trade also brings me opportunities I once thought were only possible in dreams. Some of you may be wondering if I ever found the identity of the strange man. I did, and it seems that he is much more active than I expected. A deal was struck between him and me, which states that as long as I follow my path and continue to help people, he'll make sure that I am able to achieve what it is I truly want in this life. He even helped me when I was ambushed in my own home by a demonic thing, just days after I exercised the being for a client. Some people often joke that I'm either one of the luckiest people alive, I was born special, or I've been blessed with a generous guardian angel. Little do they know that they were partially right with that last option. After my third time of being resurrected by him, I spoke to various theologians, religious leaders, and read up on every text I could find on the matter. The man was not human. All indications show it's an archangel. And as it turns out, my paternal grandmother can see and talk to angels. I also learned of over 400 years of stories from both sides of my family of possible paranormal incidents. I know it sounds crazy. If anybody sat down and told me even half of the story, I'd have a hard time believing it. But every bit of it is true and still unfolding into new chapters to this day, just ready to add to the scars I already carry. If I'm completely honest, when the day comes, I won't be able to bounce back from the dead. One can make a pretty safe bet that I'll find a way back.
online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+ TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.